Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes like to sit around, drink novelty beverages, and talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
Dan, is there a certain twist that defines this show and how it functions?
The big twist is that I know a lot about Alex Jones.
And I don't know anything about Alex Jones.
And other than that, there is nothing special going on.
No. This today is just a regular old Alex Jones show.
Absolutely.
No big deal whatsoever.
Nothing in the world has happened.
Not heard a thing about this.
No.
Is anything going on? Did I get a million texts last night telling me that we need to do an emergency show today?
Here's an out-of-context drop.
And I just look at you and what you've done, you make me want to throw up.
That's addressed to Trump.
Oh, shit! Ladies, do you know what that means, Dan? That means...
I believe a year ago I made the pronouncement that if Alex Jones ever turned on Donald Trump, I would bring you a bottle of champagne. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm a man of my word. Yay! Woohoo! Pop that cork,
Yay!
Baby. So today we're going to be going over a special report that Alex Jones did last night as we're recording this. It was Friday the 13th. That's not symbolic at all.
Wow, I did not recognize that.
Alex Jones got on air and did about 3 hours of a special report
of course.
A mostly silent Owen Schroyer riding shotgun.
Right.
And we're going to get to that in a second. But before we do, I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of new wonks, a couple new donors.
Oh, shit.
What's going on out there, Don?
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you so much for joining up with the team.
Don DeMello, coming out for the girls.
We got a theatrical director supporting the show. Very exciting. Also exciting is someone who donated, bumped their donation up specifically in anticipation of this show. And therefore, I must allow them to cut the line of other people who are waiting to get their shout-outs. But Patrick, thank you so much.
I'm a policy wonk.
4 stars. Go home to your mother and tell her you're brilliant.
Someone sodomite sent me a bucket of poop.
Daddy Shark. Bom, 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 bom. Jar Jar Binks has a Caribbean black accent.
He's a loser little titty baby.
I don't want to hate black people. I renounce Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much, Patrick. You are now a technocrat.
Thank you very much, Patrick. I assume you inhabited the body of a Whoopi Goldberg in order to up your donation
this is Swayze,
right here.
This is
Swayze
a Swayze
situation?
Reference.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Perhaps. But if you would like to support the show and become Policy Wonk yourself, you can do so by going to our website, knowledgefight.com, clicking the support the show button, and we would appreciate it very much. We really appreciate everybody who, literally since Alex Jones turned on Donald Trump. Got a couple of donations that came in. I think everyone realizes the game is about to change.
Yeah.
And they're excited for us to cover it and point out all of the points where he's being a complete dumbass and invalidating his own narrative.
All right. Well, now that we got the stuff up top out of the way, cheers, my friend.
To the good life.
To it is.
Delicious Blanc of Blancs.
Yes, Blanc de Blancs. The classic white on whites, I believe is what it's called.
So, Jordan. We have this 3-hour special report in front of us.
Yes.
But before we do, there were a couple of false starts that Alex Jones made trying to do a Twitter live stream.
Okay.
With Rob Dew recording. And so we will start by listening to a couple of these. Here's the first one.
Live on Twitter?
I'm live on Twitter right here. And
all right, it's Friday night. Live. We just did 34 hours live. We're getting ready to go live on the main feed. It's on InfoWars. Frickin' emergency. Trump is absolutely crap all over us. It's been totally compromised, blackmailed, there's no doubt about it. And we got Zach, our intel source from Space Command.
Space Command.
Aerospace Center joining us. Now let's kill that Mattis feed. Okay. Yo, Trump did this on Friday night and only hit like 5 targets instead of 70. It's some type of appeasement to the globalists and everything else. This is total horseshit. So, look, I'm a straight shooter. Trump did good on TPP and on everything else. This is BS. I mean, the damn rebels are Al-Qaeda, ISIS, they launched the chemical attacks, they've been caught 3 times before, and I'm not going to sell out my morals for fucking Donald Trump, goddamn. He's got to take the lives of them. I'll just kill that feed, just go back to our life feed, dude.
Okay.
Just kill the fucking feed.
Kill the fucking feed.
Just fucking kill the
He is clearly like, ah, God, why did I say, why, oh, shit, we're recording. I'm not selling on my fucking morals for this asshole. And you can feel the passion behind it, mostly because he realizes He has for 2 years.
They're gone.
It's a feeling of, I'm sick of doing this thing. I have now been pushed too far. I have a very clear theory. It's not a theory. I'm pretty certain I know what's going on. Alex doesn't...
I'm going to go with a big R.
That's one piece of it.
Okay.
Alex Jones's alliances and allegiances lie with Russia, not with Trump.
Oh, yeah.
But secondarily, what this strike accomplishes is not, like... Alex isn't afraid of the fact that he attacked Syria or something like that,
no.
Which we're very much against.
Oh, absolutely. It's a dumb idea.
So he's going to push this idea of, like, the left is super excited that he's doing this.
No.
And maybe some shitheads in the press are, but...
Because they're the worst.
Yeah, they're terrible. But
did Brian Williams actually go on air and suck Trump's dick this time?
I'm not entirely sure. But the other thing...
That fucking piece of shit.
The other thing is that Trump's actions, without a massive conspiracy to explain them, like his Diet Cokes are being poisoned with a slow-acting... nerve agent or whatever.
Right, which they may be.
Without that narrative, like without a larger conspiracy to back it up, Alex has to realize that Trump's actions reveal to his audience that he's been lying about Trump for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way around it. The idea of, like, Trump's on our side. I mean, just the other day, Trump came out and was like, I think we might want to get back into the TPP.
Yeah.
Which is one of Alex's big banner issues with Trump. He's like, he got us out of the TPP. We got to forgive everything he does.
Which is a good thing. I think the TPP is going to be shit for us. But what are you going to do?
I don't understand it fully enough. I've looked into stuff, and a lot of those larger trade deals and stuff like that, I don't fully understand because it's international commerce.
You know the
difficult.
Tax bill?
Yeah, yeah.
It's that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Not for it. So
it's very simple.
Alex,
rich people get all of the stuff.
Alex tried to start, didn't work, and he tries again.
We go on the fuckers. Damn it, man. What the fuck? Is there nobody fucking pure in this goddamn fucking world? See, now I'm fucking pissed right now. Syria fought Al-Qaeda, they fought ISIS, they fought it all. And now you've got Mattis and fucking all these people shitting all over us. And the goddamn fucking liberal fascists censoring us everywhere the last 2 days. We did an emergency fucking 36-hour broadcast trying to stop this shit that could lead to World War III. And you fucking liberal pieces of fucking shit, you fucking assholes, fucking support this. Fuck you. You fucking goddamn degenerate fucks. And fucking Mueller and fucking Comey and fuck you. Every major analyst, see, I should be doing it right now.
Yep. True.
Every analyst agrees this could trigger World War III unlike anything in our history. And the Russians were the good guys battling ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Definitely not.
Russophile. I've never been to Russia, but I've studied the geopolitics. They are the white knights.
Ooh.
And our military 5 years ago joined the Russians to block Obama and the Arab Spring and do the right thing.
Right.
And now,
the Mattis, secret agreement.
And Mattis looks like a fucking Emperor Palpatine. That cocksucker knows full fucking well that Al-Qaeda and ISIS staged all those fucking chemical attacks. And now they're blaming it on the goddamn motherfucking run. I shouldn't be on there right now. When the fuck are we going live? I can't tell you. Fuck Trump and fuck these fucking people. At a certain point, man, I'm sick of all you fucking liberals and mainland. You're a bunch of cowardly fucks. You're not Americans. What's going on? Okay. Should we shut these feeds down and delete those? Dude, just shut those feeds down and restart them, okay?
Ooh.
should we? I'm sorry, do what? What did...
Oh, hey, Alex.
Oh, wait, this is...
That's not how it works. Everyone has already captured this. And, So
I think he just won the swearing bracket.
He absolutely did.
Yep.
The bracket's out the window.
Yeah, at this point. Swearing bracket, all there.
Anytime he's like, fuck Trump, like, that's gonna take the number one seed.
I was listening to him start talking about Mattis, and he's like, that fucking Mattis, that cocksucker with his, and I swear to God, the next thought I had was, Alex is gonna say he's got big full lips. I think that's about what's gonna happen.
Those big full cocksucker lips.
Those big full lips, those beautiful, I hate him.
I'd like to apologize slightly for some of the audio. Like, I was capturing this on the fly last night.
Yeah.
And so, like, there's a bit of... I was recording off a feed that I don't think was very good. I tried to amplify stuff, but it's got a different flavor to it than a lot of our past
shows. Yeah, we're in the bunker.
Shows. Yeah, and I was pretty worried that the situation we were going to have is he was going to delete all this stuff.
Right.
And
that's not our Alex.
Now, those two clips you couldn't have deleted because those went viral, yeah, as it were. Like, those were, everyone was reposting those in, like, little Twitter videos and stuff like
that.
But a lot of people aren't really paying that much attention to most of the actual 3-hour report that he does once he thinks he's deleted those feeds and gets back on air with Owen Schroyer sitting silently by his side. Which is what we will discuss. We will start here. This is Alex giving a lay of the land of what he thinks is going on in Syria. I will say that...
Spoiler alert, he's wrong.
Very.
Trump said on Wednesday he was going to attack Syria, and we had high-tech missiles and, you know, Assad's an animal, all this crap, but no evidence. We said, God, that's terrible. Pat Buchanan said that. And then the day after he said, oh, I'm not going to attack him. I never said I was. And then he waited until Friday night, and we can put this up there. They've hit at least 7 targets, hundreds of cruise missiles, fighter bombers. And the media's like, are you a Russian agent? To Dumford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. I love how even they could have nuclear war, and the left would say, why didn't you blow up the entire plant? I mean, that's Trump trying to appease him. I don't know, tell him something. He's got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs up there, this Marine Corps general. And the media's like, did you tell the Russians? They're like, no, we're blowing up Russian bases they've had for 60 years. We just blew up the TARDIS port. We just blew up there, but we probably killed 10,000 frickin' Russians. And the little greedy demons. And I'm not a Russophile. The right. Russians came in and beat ISIS. They're heroes.
Okay, so that's the first time of, like, maybe 60 that he says, I'm not a Russophile, and then says something about
but
how the
I'm
Russians
just
are
saying
heroes.
That the Russians are the greatest people that have ever existed on this planet.
Also, I can't confirm or deny that TARDIS is an actual port, but it is a Doctor Who reference.
Yeah, I was
that he
about
might
to,
be making.
I was all about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's because the casualties are bigger on the inside of Syria.
So, the idea that Alex is, like, on air being like, they killed 10,000 Russians is absolutely bogus.
Oh, no. The whole reason that they were so very careful in these strikes is because if they killed one Russian,
right,
that could trigger World War III.
And they told the Russians ahead of time and they evacuated all of
the
targets.
Just like they did the last time.
Yeah, exactly. That's not to say that this is some sort of show or anything like that.
Just like the last time.
Because there are reports of, like, civilian buildings being hit and stuff like that. Our targeted strikes are never all that well targeted.
No.
There's terrible things going on.
The word precision strike means we're going to try and kill less civilians?
We mean well.
But we're gonna.
Question mark?
You know we're gonna.
So the idea that, like, 10,000 Russians were killed is bogus. And the only way he could actually believe
there
that.
There aren't even 10,000 Russians in Syria.
No, I believe the last report I saw was something to the tune of, like, 3,000.
Yeah.
Perhaps 3,000. So that's a hot load of nonsense, but I also realize I accidentally numbered our clips wrong. There's one before this. So let's get to that really quick. This is where the broadcast starts, and Alex expresses his feelings about Trump.
Well, it's 9:42 at night, and I hope all the leftists that had the FBI raid Trump over his girlfriend, everything else, hope you're proud of yourselves with the dossier funded by the FBI. Hillary on the Russian payroll and everything else, because Trump just started bombing targets all over Syria, blowing up Russian bases, killing Russians. They had Pompeo yesterday, they had the CIA bragging over killing hundreds of Russians. I am ashamed of Trump right now. I'm ashamed of what our country's done, because I'm geopolitically involved. I have State Department CIA sources. I cover the news every day.
Yeah.
Going back 6 years ago, Arnold Military and Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul and Senator Cruz.
We're back on the Rand Paul train.
They said, we're not going to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. So Obama and others changed their ISIS. And Trump talked about the campaign, how Hillary founded ISIS, how they took over the Middle East, Egypt, Libya, Syria. Trump knows good and damn well, you know, Flynn told him everything.
That's not good.
No.
That's not great.
None of that. Well, also,
boy, is he talking into his shirt on this one.
Yeah. He'll get more animated as things go along because he's drinking or doing some blow or something. The idea of like what Trump's actions are completely underlie that there isn't an arrangement between the military and the Russians and Assad that they're going to kick ISIS and Al-Qaeda out of the country, and then Assad's going to just step down and he's going to go live in Britain because that's what he really wants to do. He doesn't want to be a dictator like he has been his entire life and his father was.
Ooh, does Alex spin the Russian conspiracy theory on this one?
Which would be?
That the British cause, the British released the chemical attacks.
He thinks it's Israel.
Yeah, he says we got a lot of people doing chemical attacks and only one with a history of doing chemical attacks. And that's the one everybody who protects that guy doesn't want to make clear.
No, I mean, the thing that you really have to take into account, I believe, and like Alex's entire argument that he's making hinges on his idea that the gas attacks were fake.
Right.
And that Assad didn't do it. And fair play to you. I guess you can go ahead and make that sort of claim, but the facts on the ground seem to indicate that that's not the case, given his history.
Right.
And the idea that Russia is involved in some sort of a deal that involves Assad stepping down doesn't make sense. Because
they're a huge fan of his.
And he owes them shitloads of money from them backing him up and bolstering his regime. There's a relationship there that is not just some sort of benign... we're gonna kick out Islamic terrorists and then have a great day and everyone will be free.
See, that's the thing about this though, that I don't know what it is, but this nagging feeling on the, why would Assad spit chemical weapons at his own people again?
Cause he loves it.
Like, that fetishizes me. Or that
Wait,
kind
you
of
give
suggests,
a fetish for this?
No. That kind of suggests it's a,
Sick
it's
fuck.
A weird fetish of his, to do that. My first suspicion, though, whenever I heard the chemical attack, it was more like, I'm guessing that the soldiers or whatever, the pro-Assad people,
right,
just had them kind of lying around.
Yeah.
And they ran out of other shit to throw.
Well, we're imagining.
Like, to me, that sounds more like what happened than Assad actually ordered anybody personally to do it.
There's two pieces of it. One is that we can't possibly understand the mind of a dictator.
Right.
You know, like.
That's true.
The motivation of like, oh, it looks like he's winning. Why would he then gas his own people? It's like, I don't know. I don't know what that mind is like.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up mind.
That's true.
But then secondarily, we're also like, we're assuming a coherent chain of command where there probably is none.
Yeah.
So the idea that Assad ordered them, I don't know. I have no idea, but what you just explained is a very, very likely possibility.
Yeah.
And,
well, it's just like with Israel, with those Israeli soldiers, sniping people. And laughing about it, like, to a certain extent, that's not the Israeli government doing it. That's these guys given way too much power and free reign to do whatever it is they fucking want. And they're all fucking boggled in the head because they don't know what really is fucking going on.
And
it's insane.
And knowing that they'll be defended by.
They have carte blanche to murder whoever they want.
Yeah. So, we get, this is all to say, Alex's defense relies on that, and it's flimsy. But there's no doubt about it. He's mad at Trump.
Mm.
We got the midterms coming up. We need to get patriots elect. We know the Democrats are the enemy, but I haven't had Trump call me. I missed his call a few times, but I haven't had Trump call me in 6 months. Wouldn't care to call me every day. I'm going to cuss.
You are.
I will tell Trump that you really betrayed your family and your name and everything you stood for with this horsemaner.
Don't think he did, though.
I don't think so either.
I think he did pretty much exactly what his family and his name has always done, which is whatever they fucking feel like in any single moment.
I got a full explanation for Alex in terms of like why he's like, look, Trump, you know, he was good to his word on TPP and on the tax cuts and immigration, and now he's fucking it up here on this. And I'm like, You gotta understand that that all fits a coherent pattern. The immigration stuff is because he is a fucking racist and has a deep history of hating minorities.
Right.
Or at least singling them out for shitty treatment.
Right.
The tax cuts are because he's super rich and he wants to help his rich buddies out in terms of evading taxes.
And secondarily, he hates immigrants and people who are non-white, and guess who's gonna get hit the hardest by the tax bill?
Exactly. And then the TPP stuff, he doesn't, like, Trump doesn't understand any of that stuff.
Good
God, he
just
knows that is something that Obama pushed for in the same way with Obamacare.
Yeah.
Like, those are things he's just trying to, like, all of the things that Alex thinks are good that Trump has done are very, very well taken care of through just like, oh, this is his personality.
Yeah.
And last year, Trump bombed Syria. He did it again. It's not, at a certain point, you gotta see, like, oh, he's just kind of fine with this.
Yeah. Or also, he's a pathological lunatic liar.
Right.
So maybe, put that in with some of your math on what Trump is dishonoring his family name with.
Silly fool. Alex Jones didn't go to high school. He doesn't know math.
That's true.
So in this next clip, Alex compares himself to Trump.
You know what the globalist told me? You better roll over and take your kids. The globalist told me we're going to kill you. The globalist told me we're going to sue you. You know what? They're a bunch of scum. I didn't roll over. It's not because I'm the biggest, baddest guy in town. It's because I realize bowing down to scum like that's the death of me and my family. And, you know, I thought of Trump as a bigger man than me. But you know what, Trump? Alex Emmerich Jones is bigger than you. Because when the push came to shove, you put your tail between your legs, you crapped your pants. That doesn't mean I hate your guts, but let me tell you, if you ever call me again, I'm going to tell you I'm ashamed of you.
Whoa.
I love it. I love it.
If you call me again, I'm going to tell you I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah.
So,
Mr. President, have you no decency?
Have you no shame?
Sir, have you no decency? I was fine with it when you were ruining everybody else's life.
Absolutely.
But now.
I defended you when you wanted trans people out of the military. I defended you.
And now we're going to need them because you're starting World War III. Now we got to let trans people go everywhere.
I defended you when you said the Nazis were good people in Charlottesville because I too thought that. But sir, you have gone too far by pissing off Russia, I guess.
I suppose that's the line.
I don't know, man. Like, cause like, it's pathetic to watch this display because there's a couple things at play. And you're going to see this play out over the course of this. One of them is Alex trying to talk himself into still being able to support Trump.
Yeah.
Because he's trying.
It doesn't mean that I hate his guts.
It just
means that I would call, if he called again, which, by the way, I love that he's sending Trump's phone calls
please
direct
call
to voicemail.
Yeah.
No, he's like, I missed a few of Trump's calls. It's like, no, you
if
didn't.
He's mid-coitus, he's answering
yeah,
that call.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but the other thing is that's kind of we talk about this a bit. It's kind of like he's negging Trump a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, if you call me again, I'll tell you I'm ashamed of you. Please call me.
Yeah.
Please,
I love you.
The other thing that is in play, you're going to see this play out over the course of it, is Alex trying to get, he has a couple guests on, and he's trying to get them to reassure him that he did a good job.
The guy that I've been using to replace my father, Trump, is now breaking my heart. Can you please act as my father and tell me I'm a good boy?
He has Joel Skousen on.
Can you tell me I'm a good boy?
He has Joel Skousen on, and that is the sort of feel of it. It's like, Daddy, tell me I did good.
Yeah. Please, Daddy.
He needs reassurance that, like, over the last 2 years, he hasn't completely shit the bed. Just like this whole, Trump was good, right? He was good to begin with. I was right to support him.
No, you weren't, Alex.
And it's real weird. This is a mic down clip.
Okay. I feel like most of this is mic down.
This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard Alex Jones say. I don't know what to make of it. It's out of nowhere.
I'm in.
There's no way I'm wrong. My gut tells me they raided Michael Cohen. And who cares? Trump never said he didn't like women.
Sure.
Trump never said he didn't have 6, 7, 8 girlfriends they paid off.
What?
Hell, you don't think I don't already know all that stuff? I don't want to get killed here by some CIA team. I'm not going to release stuff that isn't already out, but I mean...
What?
What do you think Roger Stone did? He wanted the beard for Trump. For Trump. Sucking cock. He was a guy that would go out with Trump in between marriages and would, you know, go out with the girl Trump was dating. I heard that. I read it in the newspaper. I didn't hear from much stuff. There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding-dong. And so what if there was? That's a lot better than World War III, Owen. I never sucked any ding-dongs. But I'll tell you, if they were going to blackmail me to start World War III about one, I'd say, hey, I sucked a ball, golf ball through a freaking garden hose. Did you already tell Der Spiegel that? Now, the son of a bitch walked in there in my own office when I had splattered stuff on myself and I was changing shirts. He goes, oh, that's a good shot, list of your shirts. And then he goes, I go, hey, have some of this chicken and sausage. So technically, I said, Jones offered me his sausage. Yeah, give me a break, son of a bitch. I like women, not men. And if I like men, I'd be proud of it. That'd have a lineup. But I ain't never been in bed with no man. I've been in bed with probably 300 women. And you sons of bitches sit there and you play these games. And I'm sick of it.
Oh, man. That is wild. Because that...
I think that's the most progressive thing he said.
Legitimately.
If I was into dudes, there'd be a line of them. I love sucking cocks whenever I'm into dudes, but fucking I'm not. So don't worry about it.
That minute and a half clip.
What?
That minute and a half led me to a couple conclusions that I've never had before.
Yeah.
And one of them is that there's a video of Trump sucking dick somewhere.
Yeah, I think so.
And the second is that Alex Jones has had sex with dudes.
I think the most amazing thing that he said was, Stone wasn't Trump's beard.
That is
which
weird.
Is a misunderstanding of what a beard is.
No, because I think he is using that in the way we know. I think, well, no, it can't be.
Yeah, no, right. Exactly.
Right.
So if Trump, I suppose if Trump were actually, straight but pretending to be gay, then Roger Stone could act as his beard. But if I understand correctly,
yes.
What's going on is Stone is actually dating the women that Trump is going out with, so Trump can go sneak off
right.
And fuck dudes?
No, I think...
Or not fuck dudes. Just blow him.
I think what he's trying to imply is that because Roger Stone is a libertine and a swinger, he could go out with tons of women who Trump was actually dating, and then it would be an excuse for Trump to be seen with them or be around them.
Okay.
I think that might be what he's saying.
All right, so he's like a friend beard.
Right, but then at the same time, I don't know how that relates to the allegation that has not been made, that there's video of Trump sucking someone's dick.
Nuh-uh.
This is very weird.
Yeah.
This is very, very...
You know what's even weirder?
Mm.
It was actually Trump fucking Reagan.
It could be.
It's the same video.
It's called Bob Chapman. Wait, he's dead. Never mind. Shit. And I mean, that stuff is so weird that we don't even have time.
I don't know what he was trying to say. Because he started with...
Trump's not gay and neither am I. That's
right.
Basically what he's
trying
to say.
Well, and then he ended with, I'm not gay. But what was going on in the middle there?
But then he's also...
He said that Trump never said he didn't pay off 7 or 8 women, which is like, that's more than we thought. That's a lot now.
What information do you have,
yeah,
baby?
Exactly.
The other thing, too, is like...
Well, his contact in Space Command saw it from space.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's trying to also present a situation where, like, the idea that Trump has had sex with dudes is the worst possible thing. And that's also, so that's not as progressive as you were presenting
No.
To begin with.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if he's like, if I like dudes, I would tell everybody I like dudes. Which, I kind of believe him on.
Possibly.
Somewhat, if you put his ego into a man who is born gay, I imagine that, yeah, he'd be like, I fucked everybody.
Could be.
I fucked Roger Stone. Who cares?
Yeah.
Now he's got 3 dicks.
That's how I got info. yeah, I don't know. And then we don't have time to talk about his, I've had sex with 300 women claim, because that's just the same stuff.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Yeah,
dude.
Who cares?
Go away.
So in this next clip, Alex Jones tries to rationalize the situation and he just really can't.
I'm not a scorned woman with Trump betraying us, but if I don't see absolute proof, I don't see satellite, if I don't see all the documentation, I mean, here's the bigger issue, and I should have said this right up front. When we all, an hour ago, heard the word in the hall, I asked back up here to the office,
Daria first.
All the rest of the crew.
Who had a call.
Intellectually, I'm trying to think about where Trump hadn't sold us out. and I want to believe, but you know what? I'm not a schmuck.
Oh, man.
Oh, I guess better late than never?
Those long pauses, and they're like, I'm trying to intellectually work this out, but I'm not a fucking idiot. It's like, hey, guy, welcome. Welcome to us 2 years ago, asshole.
I'm doing the math on how Trump could possibly sell us out, and I just can't see a way.
I can't see a situation where his entire past pattern of selling people out has now hit me.
I know. It kept going.
You got played by a pro, Alex.
Ugh.
And we've always known this. This has been a constant theme. You know what's fascinating to me?
It's always the con men who get conned the hardest. Like, oh, you would never con me. I'm a con man.
Right.
Yeah.
Game recognized game, except one person's playing a much better game.
Way better.
The other thing that I think is fascinating is that it's very clear that, like, Alex couldn't get a hold of Roger Stone. Because otherwise Roger would be on this broadcast.
Right.
Roger ain't answering his phone. And I know for a fact that Steve Pachenik isn't answering his phone, because Alex keeps telling the crew, call Steve Pachenik.
Right.
And he's like, no, I don't want to be. No. I earlier was saying that John Bolton was going to be a good influence. Like, a week ago, Steve Pachenik was legitimately saying, yeah, John Bolton's going to be great. He's, he's going to do whatever Trump wants him to do. Now we have a week of John Bolton being in, like, oh, we're bombing the country. Great.
Yeah, that's a shock.
So all of Alex Jones's like stalwart narrative guys are not coming to the table. Roger Stone not answering the phone. Steve Pachenik not answering the phone. And so he has to get Zach, his fake intelligence source.
Now I just want to know what Roger Stone was up to for this past 24 hours.
Probably fucking a lot. I don't know. He's in the libertine. Or he's heading to the border.
That would be a smart move if I were him.
I think he might see the writing on the wall. Either way, I don't think he wants to be a part of this late-night drunk breakdown podcast.
No.
So in this next clip, Alex Jones blames Israel and in the same breath expresses that Russia is awesome.
We attacked Russian forces.
We didn't.
That were invited in by the West in a deal 5 years ago to kick ISIS's ass. And the Russians followed their word. That's a fact. I worship the truth.
Is it?
To pull out a few weeks ago, and most of the Russians had pulled out.
Not like Trump did.
The naval base and all the rest. And then Trump's action is to let Israel or the globalists. I'm not anti-Israel, but Israel does dirty stuff. I'm not anti-Israel, but Israel does bad stuff, just like America does.
Doesn't bring up any of the shooting.
And all the evidence points towards Israel doing this because Netanyahu's in political trouble.
Do you mean the rampant corruption that was caught on tape?
Bomb those military bases and kill all those innocent heroes that fought ISIS and Al-Qaeda.
Oh, boy.
Kill all those innocent heroes.
Hey, so shout out to all the people, all these stupid assholes who are like, Alex Jones works for Israel. Why doesn't he talk about Israel? He's legitimately blaming Israel for these gas attacks. And he does stuff like this all the time.
Right.
Everybody who thinks that, like, oh, Alex Jones, why won't he talk about Israel? Like, That is a very, very incomplete reading of Alex Jones's career.
No, he's more willing to, he doesn't want to wade into Israel's actual crimes, and he wants to invent fake crimes for them to have done.
But he does that with everybody. He creates strawman versions of the real world to attack various things and support other things.
Which is even more funny when you go back and look at the context of him saying Trump never said he didn't pay off women. And it's like, no, he did. That's exactly what he did do. He said that multiple times.
He's been screaming on air about how this is all bullshit and a witch hunt and all that stuff for weeks. And then now he gets on his
He's like, well, yeah, of course he did it.
We know he's paid off 8 women.
Right. Who hasn't?
This is very weird.
It's very weird.
It's very nonsensical. There's a lot of mismatching shit. But at this point, he's still pretty much... I hate Trump.
I want to try to salvage this, but I've got to be honest with the listeners. I've been defending Trump when they say he sold out when he didn't on DACA or the Second Amendment because I had the inside baseball. We were proven right, but on this, my gut's never wrong. And I think they compromised President Trump, and as good as he was, if he keeps down this road, he's as good as dead. I'm not saying I would hurt him. I'm saying
politically.
A dead man. He's no longer alive. And all the pseudo intellectuals are so weak and so pathetic, it looks like they want Owen Schroyer.
Oh, Schroyer to help me out. And then Owen just doesn't say much. Owen Schroyer's role in this whole charade is essentially just being like, Russia is going to attack somebody.
Yeah.
And that's his whole presentation, basically, is just being there to... Because Alex isn't going... He's not... ready to make that kind of a stand or anything like that. But Owen's there to be like, I don't see how Russia doesn't respond. They said they're going to.
Yep.
I think there's a moment where, like, legitimately Owen Schroyer is kind of realizing I'm in over my head. This is above my pay grade.
Tad.
This is a mess.
I'm supposed to get my marching orders hours before the show.
Right.
Not on the show when you change the entire narrative.
Exactly. When you're screaming, fuck Trump, you drunk asshole.
Alex, have you not talked to me before? I'm bad at improv.
Right.
I don't do a two-man game well.
I will say at the towards the end of this, Owen Schroyer does come in and say one of the funniest things I've ever heard. But we'll wait for
we'll
that.
Get there.
So at this point, Alex says something very not true about what the globalists have done to him.
Here's the deal. They tried to take my children because I was supporting Trump, and I basically got told, even in the news, you turn on Trump, you won't take your kids. And I had them go for all my sponsors and had them fake tests on our products, and they got privatized following around, but, Trump was doing the right thing. So I saw him attacking him, so I stood with him. So when I turn against Trump right now, it's not because they put pressure on me. It's because the pressure is doing the right thing. Donald Trump is 2 inches from being dead to me.
Whoa. But there he very clearly says, when I turn on Trump like I'm doing right now. So that leaves little room to interpret this is what's going on. He's trying to do a face turn.
Does he do a Sunday show? He does a Sunday
he
show,
does.
Right?
And he's doing a special report today as we're recording this on Saturday, which I
imagine we're going to get Roger Stone back and we're going to get Trump back on.
I'm pretty sure that
Roger Stone's figured out a way. Yeah,
this is going to be buffed out as if it was a bumped out car fender or whatever. Because I mean, even today, like right before we started recording, Trump announced mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And what have you. So there is a decent chance that what we'll see is not more escalation and not an ongoing thing. And that will make Alex Jones probably be like, all right, look.
He just had to send a message.
It was all for show for the globalists or something like that.
Yeah.
But in this next clip, Alex Jones explains that anybody who tells you that they read philosophy is a loser.
When did we get there?
Just because Mattis talks quiet and says he read, anybody that tells you they read philosophy and they're real smart, then I read Mattis's writings and it's 100 IQ shit. Delay that. I know we're on TV stations. It's 100 IQ stuff.
Ooh, I know we're on TV. Oh fuck, why did I cuss? Shit.
God damn it, Alex. You've told everybody you read philosophy!
He does.
You fucking idiot!
And you say you're smart all the time.
And all the time!
Yeah. I'll cop to I don't really read much philosophy anymore.
Why would you?
I did in college. I studied philosophy.
It's
but
a bummer.
Yeah, it's kind of dry.
Yeah.
Much like this Blanc de Blancs. Very dry.
Oh, the white on white.
Oh, but we didn't even address in that last clip about the idea of that Alex Jones is saying that the globalists tried to take his kids from him because he supported Trump.
Yeah.
That is not true. That's disgraceful. But it gets even worse in this next clip.
I mean, I feel like I just had my best girlfriend break with me. The left will make jokes, but this ain't funny, man. Go back to the video. Go back to the article. God. They can break anybody. Fox News has it live, MSNBC. I'm going to try to cover some of this news, but I'm not being a drama queen here, but I was basically told by the Democratic Party, and it wasn't even done officially. They were just like, stop supporting Trump. And it's the opposite of what my ex-wife says. She says, the system took the kids away from me. No, you got the kids back because of who I was part of the time. And then they sit there, and they're like, if you just turn against Trump, things will be better. But he was doing good, and that what makes it so bad.
Oh,
that's what makes it so bad. He'd have been a piece of crap from the beginning. It would be so bad. But we made so many sacrifices. And now he's crapping all over us. It makes me sick.
So you think it's over for Trump? I mean, where do we go from here?
He's not a Russian agent. Those damn casinos and all of it. Of course, there's something.
They're still going to try.
No one can run that and have it perfect. It's not the nature of it.
Whoa!
God damn it! You're back on your bullshit, Alex.
He's back to.
We had this 3 years ago. God damn
Damn it, Alex!
He's back to September 2015.
Alex!
How can you possibly run a casino without committing rampant crimes?
Yeah. It's so beautiful. And he's crying. I love it. And it's turning into just a pure airing of grievances. This is just all of his actual emotions, not the fake ones that he puts on his show.
No.
The actual emotions finally coming out, and we're getting my favorite Alex Jones, which is, I don't understand the world and I have to admit it publicly.
Why
now.
Is everyone beating me up?
I don't get it. I thought I knew what I was talking about, and it turns out I don't.
Oh my God, everyone's lied to me so much.
No.
And my perception is that I'm being victimized because I decided to support this guy, and then the reality is people are criticizing me because the guy I decided to support is clearly a white supremacist and has a really just a load of bigoted opinions that he keeps putting into the public discourse, and he's abusive and violent, and he's an idiot. And I don't know why everyone's got to punish me for that. No one's punishing you for that.
But I still love him, and I'm going to go back to him.
Daddy!
Oh, yeah.
Daddy!
Oh, yeah. This is a giant daddy moment.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
This
beautiful.
This is rough.
I love it.
I understand.
Look, I'm not one generally for Schadenfreude.
You're there now.
I don't appreciate on a whole other people's suffering.
Yeah.
But oh man, am I loving this.
I understand that.
I'm loving this so much.
I'm going to give you a pass on the delighting in someone's misfortune for a second here. But you have to recognize too, and I think this is important, that like, as much as we hate him and he is a complete liar and he's ruined so much, he's a human, and I do think he's feeling a lot of pain.
Right now, don't care.
It's misplaced, but I still, like, when he start, like, cause you're talking about fake tears, and people in the chat room are saying fake tears too.
Oh, this is real.
I think some of it is hamming it up a little bit, but when he's like, that's what makes it so bad. Like, the lilt in the voice is like, that is not something he's faking, cause it's soft.
We've listened to a billion hours of Alex Jones at this point. Yeah. I can tell when he's actually crying, and it is hilarious. Here's what it is. Here's what's going on, and here's why I have no issue with the Schadenfreude.
Okay.
This is like,
you don't need to defend it.
No. I'm not defending it. I'm explaining this experience. It is just like when you watch a serial killer documentary,
right?
And they have the interview from prison where the serial killer is just talking about, oh, I was victimized. I'm the real victim here. And you go back and you look at their history and you're like, yeah, you were a fucking victim.
Yep.
Now you're the one doing it though, so go fuck yourself.
It's a very common trajectory.
You're an actual psychopath. You have no more human empathy, which means you are no longer in the human race.
I disagree.
You have escaped from it.
I disagree. I a little bit. I think some piece of that is fair. I mean, once you cross a certain level, like, you don't really deserve that to be used as an excuse. Like, once you're doing such terrible things, like, the fact that, you know, oh, I had it bad isn't an excuse.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't think it's right to celebrate, inhumanity that way. Like, it's still really terrible.
I don't believe I'm celebrating inhumanity.
No, but you're saying that people who were abused or whatever and have gone down a line to, like, they abuse other people, that they aren't human or that they have given up on some humanity.
I think they have.
I think to a certain extent, but it's very, I don't know. It's such a thin line to walk in terms of, like, yes, there are monsters in the world, but those monsters are still humans. And generally speaking, in a vacuum, this sort of behavior doesn't exist. Like, just someone who lives their life and goes along naturally, an Alex Jones is not created without some sort of terrible trauma. Something bad happened to him that set him off on the path that he's on.
Right.
And I know that I'm making probably too fine of a point in an episode when we're trying to just laugh at him being an idiot.
I love it.
But he is a human, and I am not so out of touch with my humanity that I don't still feel that pain in him. And it makes me sad, but I also still laugh a lot.
You're a legitimate empath, and I respect that about you.
I try to be.
And
I'm
you
not
just
perfect.
Don't know how to turn that part off and really delight in the monsters dying.
Are you kidding? I do this show.
I know, but you really got to turn it off.
I will try to. And something else.
If you're going to look into the abyss, man, you better have a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of the abyss, in a moment.
Love that transition.
We're going to get to Alex Jones having an appearance from his fake intelligence source, Zach, who says a bunch of really stupid shit. But before we do...
I hear a Dan's got to take a piss break.
Yeah, this bubbly is hitting me kind of hard. I should get a little pan under the table. That I can
piss No, you should not.
No.
No, you should not, sir.
We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
All right.
All right, we're back.
Hey!
So, I told you, Zach is about to show up.
Yes.
And in this clip, Zach,
he's going to do a fourth wall break.
He's going to stop time. he is not. But, one of the things that's really interesting is that, like, I think Alex needed his guests to reinforce, his flip, his turning on Trump. But at the same time,
he needs them to reinforce him going back to Trump.
Exactly.
Yes.
He needs to create a situation where we can go back on this. You know, like it is
right.
It is the globalists.
Right.
And so in this clip, Zach reinforces and
he wants the church to say, like, no, you shouldn't get divorced. You should work on your marriage. I understand exactly where you're coming from.
But also fuck
I
your
get
spouse.
It.
Fuck your
I
spouse.
I get it. No, no, no. She's the worst.
They're
She's
wrong.
The worst. No, I totally get you.
Yeah.
But the Lord wants you to stay married. So you need to go back. You need to go to some counseling with the church.
So
do that whole thing.
Zach is going to create and bring in the narrative that Trump has a gun to his head.
Okay.
And that he had to do this.
All right.
And then as we go on.
What kind?
We're going to see.
Okay.
But we're going to see why Zach should not be trusted as a legitimate source.
Oh.
It plays out pretty clearly that he might belong on Project Camelot.
When Donald Trump made the address to the nation, just watch him. He's reading as if he's a hostage victim being threatened to read script.
By the way, guys, get ready when Zach leaves. Pull up Trump's statement on this. I want to. I totally agree with that. I noticed that.
It's not his regular cadence. He's reading directly word for word. We should have been alarmed when he doubled and we spoke.
So let me ask you, have they, from your sources, because I know who you are and we have other sources, did they carry out a coup? Are there guns to the president's head right now?
Yes. Unequivocally.
Politically or physically?
Both. Both physically and politically. Politically with some
on each side of his head.
Things that who cares? Just own it. Who gives a damn at this level? But also physically because, like we said, he has plastered his name on the brick and mortar. He's a big real estate guy. He plastered his name on the brick and mortar of the military industrial complex. The last individual to truly, truly stand up to that complex had his brain blown out. Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, are you talking about, let's say, LBJ?
Nope.
Talking about Martin Luther King Jr.?
Nope.
Are we talking about Fred Hampton?
Nope.
Are we talking about any of the people who actually stood up to the military-industrial complex instead of John F. Kennedy, who absolutely did not, and was in his entire presidency looking for the war that would make his name as the president?
But that's the
Are we talking about that one or the other one?
That's the mythology that surrounds the assassination, and it's fun, you know, because it creates a more robust worldview wherein everything is fake.
Right, that's true.
And everything is these planned machinations of the globalists.
Right.
So Trump's got a gun to his head, politically and physically.
Yeah, he's got pictures of him getting peed on, and then he's got a gun on the other side of his head.
They
gotta look back and forth between the two.
They keep being like, look at his eyes in the press conference. He never holds his head up like that. It's clear indications that he's a hostage.
Yeah, but it's the exact same thing every time he reads a dumb statement written by him for one of his idiot people.
Right.
Or by one of his idiot people.
When he's not doing one of his,
When he's not riffing
rallies.
Like an idiot. Yeah. When he's not like, hey, you know, we're here to celebrate this kid who's a hero. Anyways, I had the biggest crowd and I was it came on everybody. Yeah. We support Martin Luther King, who? What day is this? Whatever. Anyways.
I prefer senior. So this next clip, Alex explains.
I prefer the band Junior Senior.
I wanted to make a super cut of all the times he says he's not a Russophile, because it's 25 times or something like that.
That's too many times.
But I did not have time, but here's one of the times he does it.
Bullshit.
We have to understand, Russia has dedicated and invested 6 years of blood, sweat, and tears to have global peace become a actual
reality. Well, that's my next question. Is it, I'm not a Russophile.
When did you green light?
I'm going to give you the floor in a minute. Hold on. I'm not a racist. I've never been to Russia. But just as you say, they fought Al-Qaeda. They fought radical Islam. They fought on their borders. They did all this. They came in and helped us. Now they're being attacked. It's a total sellout.
So they're perfect,
all right.
Basically.
So what did Russia do in Syria, Dan? Did Russia start joining the Syrian cause whenever ISIS and the non-existent Al-Qaeda were there? Or did they join Assad whenever he decided that any rebels who thought maybe living under this fucking autocratic monster who gasses his own people isn't a good idea, so let's fucking fight against that? When did Russia join in? Did Russia join in on the side of the goddamn heroes? Or did Russia join in on the side of the guy who fucking gasses and murders and murders and murders and murders his own people?
I think
not his own people. I made this point earlier. They're not his people.
No.
He is not of these people. He is a fucking monster. There's no his people. His people are fucking
Pol Pot.
Putin. Slobodan Milosevic. Like, those are his people.
Yeah, the monsters of of our history.
Yeah.
I think that they probably are most interested in their investment that they've made in him because they see a swayable government that's run autocratically.
Yep.
And it's a strategic position on it's a big new Brzezinski calls the great chessboard.
Mm.
It's a hinge point in the region and in the greater world in terms of influence. And
anytime
Putin
that
has
kind
an incredibly
of country
vested interest in keeping that outside of the sway of a democracy,
right?
Outside of the sway of a liberal, and I don't mean liberal in terms of liberal. I mean liberal in terms of free governance.
Yeah.
He has a vested interest in that because it would create a very serious threat to his ability to run oil through the country, and that would cripple him as a and all the oligarchs. So I think that's probably more what he's interested in, but I don't know.
Oh, also heroism.
Sure, they're heroes.
Yep, yep.
Zach has he's pitched the narrative that Trump has a political and physical gun to his head.
Right.
Alex has a different take on what possibly could be going on.
This is so problematic, and the fact of the
Trump may have been under mind control, actually.
Okay. Okay.
What kind of mind control? Are we talking MK Ultra mind
MK
control?
MK Ultra.
Oh boy.
They gave him a bunch of acid back in the '70s. They made him a beta sex kitten.
That makes as much sense as anything else. There was a time where Trump could have either become a weird sociopathic monster or Ken Kesey. He could have gone either way.
Could have been a merry prankster.
Could have gone either way.
I mean, this is a mess. I mean, even for like what, how far are you willing to go to excuse this thing that you hate Trump for? He's probably mind controlled. Probably.
Oh yeah.
Probably. Ridiculous.
It's so weird to
It's not that weird.
No. I mean, to see this type of almost textbook battered wife syndrome.
Yeah.
Like, that's really kind of what it looks like.
And to hear Alex.
Or sounds like.
And to hear Alex constantly say, I feel like I just got broken up with.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not a bruised woman here or anything like that. Because he's even aware of that.
Yeah.
This is like, I've been done wrong.
Yeah. He's like, the court ordered therapist had told me that I am committing battered wife syndrome.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening. I think he probably. Well, here's what I'd say. I don't know what the future holds in terms of like this video existing. But I would say I hope they take it down. And further, I think that whoever allowed him to do this gave us a great boon, and did a very serious disservice to Alex. Whoever allowed him to be on air is like, they might be working across purposes.
Oh.
They might be going into business for themselves.
There's no way
like,
this
the
is
idea
a good
that
thing.
Rob Dew didn't stop this, cause he's there.
Now.
You heard him in the background.
On the other hand, ask yourself a question. Look at how much fucking press he's getting.
Sure, but it's
he's
not,
getting all kinds of attention for this shit.
But it's
and then
not
whenever
good.
He goes, whenever he goes good. Back to yeah, but whenever he goes back to work on Sunday or whatever
today, he's going back on Saturday.
He's going back. Oh, that's right.
He's gonna, start doing another broadcast. Cause right. you know what happened?
Now he gets to say that he threw a tantrum and he knows that Trump is doing something different. And he gets to say, look, this is what happened. This is what would happen if Trump was being serious, but I know he's not now. But you know that my principles are intact because if Trump was doing this, I would leave him, but I didn't and I did, but I don't.
Well, there's that, but then there's also the existence of this thing as like a 3-hour document of him being a total baby on air.
Yeah, I know.
You know, just a little child yelling at like, Daddy! Daddy, I'm mad at you! Why did you hurt me, Daddy? And it's just, it's embarrassing.
Oh, man.
Like, if it was...
So many deep-seated issues are arising because of Trump. That's hilarious.
There is a way Alex could have done this exact same report and it not be damning. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a way.
No.
There's a way he could have got on air and been like, for the last 2 to 3 years.
Already, you're wrong because that sounds very conciliatory and professional.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. He could have been professional about it, and he could have said, "I have
not the Alex I know.
I have supported Trump. You know the reasons why I have. I have gotten information from people that has led me to believe X, Y, and Z. This development." With bombing Syria is incredibly troubling to me because I trust my sources that have told me this, now I'm editorializing, complete bullshit, line about Russia and Assad and our military having a pact behind Obama's back. I believe that, and now what I'm coming to see is that Trump is not a part of this worldview that I have believed, and therefore I must say adieu.
No. Because here's the thing. Even now, he is not really admitting he's wrong.
Nope.
He is saying he was betrayed.
Of course.
Which is a very different thing. What you just described was a man admitting he was wrong.
No, because you could still get away from saying that you're wrong by saying, I believed my sources that I had. And my
sources... believed them, and I was wrong.
No, my sources lied to me. Or my sources had something wrong that they...
But then you burn all those sources.
Well, he's got to do that anyway. If he flips on Trump, he's got to burn a lot of people.
Like who? Also, none of them are real, so this is a completely theoretical conversation.
Well, a bunch of them are
real. His sources are nonsense.
Well, a bunch of them are real, and if he legitimately continues down this road and is anti-Trump, he has a lot of questions that desperately need to be asked about Roger Stone.
Right.
And Roger's on every day and co-hosts the War Room. Like, he's a very massive piece of the operation that needs to be explained, because Roger can't turn on Trump.
Absolutely not.
If he does, then he's got to turn state's witness.
Roger can turn on Trump, but just for the fuck of it.
Just
to have a good time.
Like, legitimately, if we're talking about real-world stuff and not entertainment, if he turns on Trump, he's got to go Beanie Siegel on this shit. He's got to go state's property. He's got to get in the witness protection program, because he knows too much.
Oh, yeah.
So the idea.
Also, there's no way that a witness protect. Look, with what Roger Stone's into, Roger Stone is our scripple kind of situation there. If we find Roger Stone polonium poisoned, that I believe.
What, do you mean the times he tried to fake polonium poisoning?
Exactly, but this time he actually dies from it. That's an ironic, delicious end.
No,
that would delight me.
No, if he gets fucking poisoned by polonium, Rob Dew did it.
Where does Rob Dew get polonium?
I don't know. But I think it was him because
Daria.
No, it's Rob Dew because he's got to save the ship, and he knows that Alex can't get his hands dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens. Anyway, this gassing
Rob Dew's the fixer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the least competent fixer in the history of the world.
The more I think about it, the more I think there's way more up with Rob Dew than we even acknowledge because he's so boring and just bleh. You know, he's
our Kevin Spacey. He's our usual suspects. He's our usual suspects right
well,
there.
Well, I mean, he's been there forever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He's been in the InfoWars trenches for probably almost a decade now.
That's crazy.
I have to assume that there's a ton that he knows, and he knows he's up to nothing. He's up to bad works.
Right.
Or whatever. I think we might be giving him a pass. I might need to look more into Rob Dew.
We've overlooked him, as was his goal all along.
That's right.
Ah.
Anyway, the gassing in Syria was a false flag, according to Alex.
Israel or the UK or whomever.
And he talks about it a little bit here.
The left will claim blowing up Russians is like to help.
Thank them both.
God, the left makes
tonight. I want to speak.
They
with
really
you
are the ones that did this.
Why we've.
There's the.
This is like a round.
He's talking over Trump, his announcement that he's going to bomb Syria.
Yeah, this is like a remix of that.
Yeah.
God, I'm sick of that. Man, I'm just done, man. I'm done.
Assad launched a savage chemical weapons attack against his own innocent.
No, he didn't. There's no proof. Show it. Show it, you goddamn liar. Excuse me.
I agree.
It's true. Man, the Russians came in there at our behest. They defeated ISIS. They did
not at our behest.
Word. I'm not a Russophile. I'm a Truthophile. That happened. ISIS is running around. Europe's open to the Muslims. Russia's fighting it. And he just says Russia did the chemical attack. That is a lie. This is the first time I've seen Trump, because everywhere I check it, he's all right. What the hell, Owen?
I don't know. I don't think he believes what he just said. I don't think for 1 second he believes that.
Well, show me the proof, asshole! And that's not a violation of FCC.
Okay. So that's the second time he's brought up, oops, I swore on air, and the FCC might get mad at me. So that's just something.
I don't think the FCC is paying attention, Alex.
But this is a theme to keep in track.
They're track too busy ignoring all the other crimes.
Yeah, and you.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but that's all just sort of standard Alex Jones stuff. So,
what I'm really fascinated by here is Alex is the only one who fucking gets it at this point.
Hold on, you better be careful.
This is the Jordan saying things are reasonable moment.
Right.
I mean more like, Alex is the only one who is listening to what Trump is saying and going, this is fucked up and he lied to us. He lied to us. He doesn't mean anything he fucking says. This guy's a liar. He's mobbed up. He's doing all this shit. And all of his co-hosts are like, I don't think
he didn't mean it.
I don't think he believes it.
But like,
none of them, they're all so meaningless and nothing. They couldn't turn on Trump if they wanted to, because they don't have a singular idea in their fucking heads.
Well, in the same way that to Alex, like, Trump is daddy, and like his, like Steve Pachenik and Roger Stone are daddy, to all of his employees, Alex is daddy. And so, like, there is this.
And so all they're doing right now is trying to placate him and calm him down. And then they're eventually going to have abusive relationships themselves in order to try and fix it.
Yeah, it's entirely possible.
Something along those lines.
I'd like to just say really quick, I'm not seeing the chat. So if people are pointing out anything that is very cool, I don't see it. I apologize. I don't know what the deal is. But one of the convictions that we have expressed, and I stand by, is that Alex is expressing that his allegiances lie specifically with Russia, not with Donald Trump.
Right.
And that could not be made more clear than in this next clip.
Russia has done is Christian now in its free market, and they went and kicked the radical Muslims' asses, and they're doing it everywhere. God almighty, I wish our government was like that. Jesus Christ.
So he wants our government to be like Russia's government.
You know,
cool.
This is actually probably the best evidence that Trump colluded with Russia, what they're describing right now. Because what I'm hearing is the echoes of Russia being like, God damn it, we got you elected, you fucking asshole, and now you're pulling this shit on us?
That's fascinating.
Like, that's what this is. Like,
I didn't even think about that.
Even Russia is like, God damn it, this guy is a liar.
That's,
who would have fucking guessed?
That's
so fucking stupid. Everybody is stupid for believing that Trump believes a goddamn thing. He's a fucking lunatic.
So if we're to believe, I'm very concerned about this chat situation. I mean, we're live. Everything is going well. I don't know. I hate technology. Oh no.
What? I'm seeing the stream going on my phone. I'm not seeing the chat room though.
Okay, sorry. I thought my computer just crashed.
No, you're good.
Something is afoot. Anyway, where were we?
you were in awe at my pointing out that this
narrative is
entirely in line with Russia finding out that they have been duped as well.
Yeah, if you imagine that the you know, Alex Jones is sort of a depot, a secondary station for these narratives, that does make sense. I'd not considered that variable of it.
Perhaps even the id for Putin to express his impotent rage, which he is not used to experiencing.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. So in this next clip, Alex Jones and this Zach, the fake intelligence source, Zach, they talk about what's really at play here.
That'd be great if this was actually just Zach Woods.
Oh, that'd be so
great.
He
would be so good at this.
He could improv.
Oh, yeah.
He's
your two-man game right there.
This is the moment that I'm making the argument that Zach belongs on Project Camelot.
This is bigger than the Russians. This is bigger than everybody. Because as me and you have spoke about for quite some time, we're going multi-planetary. And it seems to me like we're doing everything we can to stifle that. Because we're looking at this in a very microscopic lens, in a sense of geopolitical ramifications on a kinetic level. But really what this implies is, we're going to Mars, we're going to the moon. Oh, hold on. Maybe we're not. So this is obviously deep state back, military industrial complex back, and they are fighting for the moon, they are fighting for Mars. I'm not being sensational, I'm not trying to get you caught up.
No, I get it. They want to get us back on the planet, focused on that.
Whoa. This is a fight for Mars. Okay. Okay, Zach. Okay.
I love the resignation in Alex's voice where he goes from being so mad and betrayed to being like, all right, yeah, that's right. They're trying to keep us back on planet. Sure, Zach.
Trying to make our focus terrestrial. No, but I think Alex probably is into that narrative. I think he's cool with it. Are you seeing the chat? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I can't see it on my screen, but I'm glad it's still going. So now you get to keep track of it, you dick. If anyone ignores you from now on, it's Jordan, not me. Hey. But I love that because it's a way of making it like, all conspiracy really revolves around, it's not what you think it is, it's another thing.
Right.
And so when you
everything is a distraction from the real thing.
Right. And you know, when you take it from like, oh, this is really terrible, no one's into this, but it's actually about Mars. You can
this would be so much better if this was all actually about Mars. I'd be way into that.
Right.
That's a way better world to live in.
Well,
all of the geopolitical conflicts that are currently going on. Look, you go to Myanmar, you go to fucking Burma, you go to the
Rohingya
same
don't want to go to Mars.
They don't want to go to Mars. That's why you got to do it. The Philippines, come on, man. You can't have drug dealers on your way to Mars.
Drug dealers are just quotes for people who don't want to go to Mars. It's all
right.
Code.
And then you start talking about the spider leadership, and we're in real trouble
there.
The
spider leadership, actually, they have a base on Mars and don't want us to go there.
Is that why?
Hence, they're working with the Raptors.
Right, of course.
Mark Richards has been fighting against them from inside Vacaville prison.
Now, here you go.
Years.
Here you go.
This
Here's your narrative.
Horseshit.
Here's your narrative. Jump out of it. Why and what did Trump bomb in Syria?
Civilian buildings?
No.
Well, that research center?
Interstellar gates.
Oh, could be.
There you go. He's trying to keep the Raptors out.
I look forward to Kerry Cassidy on Project Camelot making that argument, but unfortunately it turns out she's in Egypt right now leading a study group.
What?
She went to Egypt with a study group. And
what?
So that's why she hasn't had any videos out lately.
They allowed her in?
Yeah, you could go to Egypt. Anyone can go to Egypt.
I know that you can go to Egypt, but Kerry can't.
Yeah, you shouldn't enjoy her being there. Nah, she's a tourist. It's not like it's not like she's doing a conference there or anything. Like, nothing official. It's just, hey,
she's just going to go to the pyramids and be like, check out all these aliens, huh?
It's just like your mom taking a church group there or something like that. It's nothing. Anyway, that's why she hasn't done her Mark Richards update number 8 yet, and fuck, we need it.
Wait,
this stuff is terrible.
I'm excited.
Anyway, I told you that Zach should not be listened to, and I mean, there's 100
because of the multiplanetary
well,
stuff.
No, because that
that's one reason.
That could be like, oh, he's blowing minds.
Right.
So Zach pretends or presents himself as someone who's in the most high levels of military intelligence.
Right.
And you would think that being in that position, he would know who the Joint Chiefs of Staff is.
Of course he doesn't. Hey, frankly, at this point, no one does. Half of them aren't there.
It's Joseph Dunford. But be that as it may, Alex starts talking about this guy, and tries to get Owen to, like, who is he? Owen has no idea. Zach really should fucking know. And Zach doesn't.
I mean, Jesus. I'm like, I'm done, man. At that point, it's like I'm watching press conferences, driving in on the phone. I get here. I go, pull that up. I saw it. And like, the chairman of the Joint, whatever his name is, the Army guy's Dufford. Who's the Marine Corps chairman?
Who, Mattis? Talking about Mattis?
No, not Mattis, the Secretary of Defense. Who's the other Marine?
I don't know.
But it doesn't matter. I'm watching this. And there's
McMaster.
No, McMaster's out now. It was the Marine Corps general. It's whatever. He's the chairman of the Joint Staff. Just pull up the current chairman.
Now, if you want true comedy, Alex said Dunford at the beginning of the clip and is trying to come up with his name. And you've already said it. You know who you're talking about. So Owen is like, I have no idea who the Joint Chiefs of Staff is. I probably should know.
Probably.
And then for no reason, Zach chimes in, McMaster. And Alex is like, no, McMaster's out, which he is. Zach should fucking know that. Why would Zach chime in as like, oh, H.R. McMaster, the guy who got fired a little while back?
At least he didn't say H.R. Geiger.
Geiger. But like that to me is invalidating. If that's your source and he doesn't know who the Joint Chiefs of Staff is and he thinks H.R. McMaster is still in play, what the fuck are you listening to this guy for?
The fucking insights that he can bring that nobody else can.
This is a battle for Mars.
This is a battle for Mars.
So this first guest, not great. Not great for Alex, but it does sort of get
not him, coming out the gate strong.
But it does get him in the, like, Trump is being blackmailed or there's a gun to his head
right.
kind of worldview.
Right.
And he's trying to get Steve Pachanek on and he won't answer his goddamn phone. And so they go for the next best thing and that's Joel Skousen. Joel Skousen is a survivalist weirdo who also...
he's the next best thing?
He's the nephew of W. Cleon Skousen, who's a monstrous dick who's responsible for a lot of terrible right-wing world that we live in. We'll do a whole episode about him one of these days.
Great.
It does not deserve to be talked about now.
Great.
But Joel Skousen, for all...
The Skous.
For as terrible as he is, he gave up on Trump before. He's been clear about this.
He's past this.
And that's why he hasn't been on the show for a bit. And they talk about that a little bit. But Alex asks, how did they do this? And Skousen has a really interesting answer.
Why? How did they get Trump to do this? And what does it signify? I mean, I want to support the president, but my God, how did they get him to do this?
Well, in the first place, Trump doesn't ever do his homework.
All right, there we go. Trump's a lazy piece of shit.
Well, first off, all the stuff you said about Trump being smart, not true. He's a fucking idiot. First off, Trump is dumb and lazy, and he's too busy playing fucking golf. Trump, let me tell you something, is a moron. Alex, Trump is the dumbest fucking president we've had since... George W. He is so fucking stupid.
Skousen,
you'll never get the chance to understand a word he fucking says.
Skousen goes on to say, like, all he does is watch TV. You're like,
yeah,
all right, fair enough.
All right. Skousen coming hard with the accurate info right there.
But you'll notice a certain shift from Zach's narrative and Joel's narrative, and Alex agrees with both of them. Because he's a malleable piece of shit.
Well,
but
and
one
he's at his lowest. He's at his weakest. Right now,
he's a drunk man brought low.
If he had a Scientologist on, Alex would be a Scientologist at the end of this episode.
Well, but I'm not sure about that because there are things that are malleable and there's things that are wobbly in terms of the narrative. But one thing that is not malleable is that Alex Jones loves Russia.
As a moral Christian person, I fundamentally, my spirit says, I have to go against Trump now. I know the midterms are coming up. I don't want the Democrats to win, but I am really upset right now. Now, thank God the Russians, talk about that, Joel. It's not the Russians are perfect, but you've been a combat veteran yourself, you know, a Marine Corps officer. But I mean, the fact that the Russians have stood down so far is a miracle. I mean, they are blowing up their bases. They are attacking them. I, as a father of four children, I am so ashamed of America right now.
Yikes. That sounds exactly like he sounded in 2008 when he was on RT, talking about how sad he is about America. I'm so sorry for America, Russia. fucking dick.
I mean, I don't know where to land. I genuinely don't, because ultimately,
what are your two paddocks that you might go to?
Ultimately, the point that Alex is making is that bombing Syria is a bad and stupid idea.
Yes.
And it is a betrayal of what he thought was an isolationist autocratic dictator.
Right, right. Nativist, know nothing kind of movement.
Exactly. Yeah. So on one hand, I agree, Alex, this was a bad idea. On the other hand, not because we're bumming Russia out.
We can agree on the conclusion while disagreeing about premises.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
In
terms of argumentation, that's very easy to do.
Right.
Yes, this thing is bad, but here's why it's bad. Oh, I disagree with the reasons.
Right.
Fair enough.
Fine. As long as we can both be like, well, man, I just don't like what he's. It's so suspiciously obvious.
It's naked.
It's almost too. Like I don't now I'm getting into conspiracy theories on my own of like
grab me a beer and lay them out.
He can't be fucking this blatant about supporting Russia and then at the same time constantly saying that he's not a Russophile.
I'm not a
Russophile.
Without
some sort of knowledge of the fact that he is the that guy who is super good at writing, you know, the one who said methinks you doth protest too much.
Right.
Like that guy, he kind of knew what was up. Whenever he said that. And Alex is existing in the, hey, listen, I'm not this. I love this.
Right.
He is rapid firing, like machine gunning, I'm not a racist butt statements all over the place.
Totally.
And that's too obvious, right?
Well,
he couldn't have gotten that.
He's in a broken state.
How could he have gotten that communique so fast from any kind of Russian handler unless it was Daria?
He didn't.
And it can't be Daria, because that's too obvious.
He didn't.
And it's probably Rob Dew. Have we looked into Rob Dew?
Gotta look into Rob Dew.
Was he on the show The Americans? Is that where Rob Dew came from?
He didn't get any word from a fucking handler or anything like that.
This
has just been his mode of operation for, I think, much longer than we realized.
Yeah.
When we did our investigation in 2015 about Trump, one of the things that we noticed was even before he got on board with Trump, he was rampantly in favor of Putin and Russia.
Right.
I think we might have done a disservice to our listeners and to ourselves by not taking that more seriously and looking back to where that began. And I think that is going to be a much more important question to ask ourselves, because I don't think it boils down to handlers. I don't think it boils down to anything like that. I think he has been a ridiculously sleeper pro-Russian influence for a very long time. And I don't want to give too much away, but there's some stuff I've been looking into that, I don't know if we'll ever be able to fully prove.
Have we considered the very Occam's razory thought of like, maybe he's just a fan
of Russia?
Yeah. Like maybe
of
he's
autocrats.
Just, something like that. Maybe he's just a fanatic. Maybe he's just like one of those guys who collects too much World War II memorabilia. Like that's just how he feels about it.
Let me,
he loves so much.
Let me relate this back to the episode we're going over now. Because Joel Skousen comes in and Alex is like, what do they have on Trump? How's he being blackmailed? And Skousen is like, they don't have anything. Like, they're not blackmailing him. If they tried to threaten him, he would fight back against it. That's in his psychology. That's his character.
He's a scared little boy.
He would fight back against it. What they did is they flattered him. They, like, the people who wanted him to behave in a certain way flattered him and got him to do the thing that they wanted him to do. I think that's probably the name of the game with Alex and Russia. Like, he's already gone on air and talked about that RT interview that wasn't an RT interview, where intelligence sources told him that he was a genius and one of the best Americans.
Yeah.
And what have you.
Yeah.
All that stuff. We've already heard that. He probably got compromised through flattery years and years ago.
Yeah.
And we just didn't realize it. So,
When the history books are written, there's going to be a lot of complicated reasonings behind a lot of stuff.
These books aren't going to get written.
But I think ultimately the answer to why did World War III get started?
Bitch, it's a battle for Mars.
daddy issues.
Yeah, possibly.
All across the board.
Yeah, possibly. I don't know. It's a hot mess. But in this next clip, we get back to Joel Skousen, and we know that Alex Jones's entire narrative for the last 2 years has been that there are good forces within the military and within the CIA
creating secret governments,
secret coups against against Obama, and they're supporting Donald Trump.
They're the good deep state against the bad deep state.
Right.
Everything is a gigantic battle for good and evil.
Here's what Skousen thinks about that.
And that's why I object to all of these false, bogus conspiracy claims that there's a good guys in it that are going to have a coup on Obama, and that they're going to have a coup on the deep state, and that they're going to, you know, save us. And that's just not true. I've been in the military long enough to know that everybody of high military rank is a yes man. At least they won't fight the global system, and they don't get
it. No, you're right. They were chosen because they'd sell out. When did that change? The 50s? Because, I mean, the country wasn't founded on these cowards.
Oh, do you mean when we elected Eisenhower president?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
sure.
I mean, you hear drunk. Sure. You hear drunky Alex there.
They've always been yes men.
We haven't made enough of a point of that, but he's pretty drunk.
He's shit faced. Yeah.
But I'm
liking Skousen so far.
You shouldn't.
Skousen's coming on point.
But that's just.
He literally just said, "I don't like those conspiracy guys who say it's all."
I don't.
He's just talking about Alex.
You.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like what you've done for the last
Alex,
2 years.
Alex, finally, admit that you're a fucking idiot. Alex, do it for me. Joel fucking Skousen right here on air.
He sucks also, but at the same time, it's like we live in such a bad world of what we cover that it's like, all right.
Shifting allegiances.
All right.
Very hard shift.
Well, but Skousen also makes it very clear that like he gave up on Trump a while back because he realized he wasn't competent. He wasn't able to think, wasn't able to be reliable, and you shouldn't trust him.
Right.
And so he is already he's off the reservation, and Alex is talking to him in a daddy kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this like, Joel is trying to be like conciliatory in some ways of like, hey, look, you didn't do anything wrong. You thought that this was good, but you gotta get real with it. This guy is not, you can't trust him. I've been saying it for a bit.
This is such a nationwide cult thing too, where it's like you look at these people and you see them the same way that you do like, followers of Charles Manson, where you're like, how did you not see this coming?
Right.
How is this hitting you this hard?
No, and I think
this is so obvious.
I think that's our feeling, and that's one of the reasons why it's totally cool to laugh. It's because like, welcome, you know, like, I think I've seen a couple tweets that are like, welcome to the resistance, Alex Jones. And you know, it's just that meme and it's funny, but like,
no,
it is ludicrous that he has gotten this far without, oh, thank God the chat's back. Okay. It's ludicrous he's gotten this far without, like having any moment of like, oh, there we go. Anyway, boy, I'll tell you what, we're about to enter some fucking weird territory.
Okay. I'm in.
Alex Jones is about to make a claim that he's never talked about on air, and I really don't think this is true. Here we go.
Now, my uncle, who they probably killed, he told me he was like, he had like 7 Bronze Stars in Vietnam flying helicopters, like he was Black Ops helicopter commander. And he said, he wouldn't tell me the secret stuff, but he said, and they killed him like a year after that happened, he said, the children. He said what they did to children in Latin America he couldn't stand for. And then they said, oh, you're not reliable. And they came after him. And they were trying to develop some plan to go after Obama. And then 3 members of my family in 1 month all died from viruses. And it was just like, and then I thought, oh, that was just coincidence. And I got the phone call. They said, they told me, they said, we just killed your family. You shut your freaking mouth up. And that was when I realized, it was like 5 years ago, how real this is. It was pneumonia.
Okay.
It was pneumonia.
Okay.
All right. So you don't kill Alex because he's too public?
I guess.
But you killed 3 of Alex's family members.
That's been his
as a warning. Like he would never talk about that
or record that phone call.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this has been his whole narrative for forever. Is like they can't kill me because I'm too in the public eye,
sure,
or what have you. And that's some hot bullshit. But the idea that he's espousing here
First of all, his uncle was a Black Ops helicopter pilot in Vietnam who came back from Latin America and said that what they're doing to the children in what? All of Latin America?
Were you talking about Larry Nichols, what he did in Latin America?
Exactly. What they're doing to the what they're doing to the children. I mean, what I did to the children. Mm. Ugh.
But this whole idea is like, I feel bad for your family that died of pneumonia. That's
maybe
sad.
You should get vaccines.
Maybe. That's interesting.
Oh, they all died from viruses. Ooh, can't imagine why.
Yeah, there's no protection against that.
Yeah.
There's a secondary thing to here, though, that's like, I don't believe this. You know, like,
of course not.
I feel bad not believing someone talking about their family dying, but at the same time, I don't believe this because he would have brought this up before.
Way before.
And he said it happened 5 years ago. So that would be in 2013.
Right.
So if I'm to understand what
immediately after Obama is reelected.
Time out.
Okay. Time and out.
If I'm to believe his storyline, they killed three members of his family, and his response was, I should start selling weird pills. Because that's right around when he started doing, like, the Dr. Wallach stuff. That's when
maybe
he started.
Maybe those weird pills could have saved his family.
Maybe.
Maybe this whole weird pill thing is just an attempt to revive his dead family members.
It's possible. But they're
Alex
not, they're
is
not
actually a hero.
Here's why you're stupid. They're not dead.
For so many reasons.
They're not dead. They are sitting right at the desk with him. As we know that Alex Jones believes that you, NERD.
Ancestral memories?
NERD, no one ever really dies.
Nope.
I love Pharrell, his early work. I don't like Happy. This is terrible.
Bring back the Neptunes!
I can't imagine a world wherein a globalist.
Yes.
Who has weaponized pneumonia and killed three of Alex's family members.
Pneumonia, a disease which can be caused by multiple viruses.
Right.
Bacterias, all kinds of different
things. So they kill three of Alex's family members with weaponized pneumonia.
Yep.
And then they call him and they're like, hey, bitch, killed your family. What's up?
We killed three members of your family, so shut up. Right. Not like, say what we want you to say. Just be like, hey, keep it down.
Also,
hey, calm it down.
Also, let's consider that he said his uncle, who was in World War II.
He was in the Vietnam War.
Vietnam,
he won like eight Bronze Stars in the Vietnam War.
So that's one. That's
Black Ops helicopter pilot.
That's one family member. And then there's two others.
He was killed.
God knows how old
well,
the other two are.
Well, we don't know whether or not his uncle was killed on purpose.
Pneumonia, like, legitimately kills old people way more frequently than young people.
Pretty much all
the time. Other two family members could have been like 90 years old.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who else kills 90-year-old people but the government, Dan? Did you not know about that secret program?
It's all the globalists.
Mortality isn't real. It's just the government always killing old people.
Right. So this,
gotta
this,
do it.
This
it's like the giver.
I think the most important thing, I touched on this already, but I need to reinforce it. He said 5 years ago. No way. No way.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't work for his own history. That doesn't. If he wanted to say 4 years ago, maybe he could play that game. Because I bet around the time of the Ukraine, the Crimea situation in 2014, I bet he changed his tune a bit.
Might have.
So I bet he could say, like, oh, no, it wasn't because of Russia. It wasn't because of that. It was because they killed my family.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That'd be fun.
5 years ago does not work.
That'd be
2013
a fun,
doesn't work.
That'd be a fun narrative.
Yeah, it's possible.
Let's call Alex. We could write such good narratives for him. He would fucking lose his mind.
I forgot that we were supposed to make a huge announcement.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Should we do it or should we wait?
I think we have to now.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's make a hour and a half into the podcast announcement. We have a huge announcement to make.
What you guys in Texas doing on June 15th?
Because
we'll be in Austin doing a live show at Beerland.
Beerland in Austin, Texas.
You betcha.
Cool punk-ass bar.
There are a lot of available tickets.
Many.
There are all the available tickets. I don't know if anybody will show up.
Way too early for us to really push selling tickets since it's 2 months from now.
Yeah.
But
Policy Wonks get early access to tickets, which
is
whenever.
We're officially going to be doing a show in Austin and trying to lure Alex to it. So
Fuck it. Let's see if we can get Uwe Boll to show up. Who gives a shit?
I bet we could.
I bet we could.
Won't stop tweeting at
me. He's not busy.
No. Also, I think we could probably get a number of people to be guests, quite frankly. I think there are a couple of scorned...
Instead of doing a Knowledge Fight episode, let's just do an Alex This Is Your Life without him there.
Oh, God, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, he'd have to be there. Oh, you're talking about the show This Is Your Life,
yeah.
not The Rock and Mankind.
God. Of course
classic,
I'm not talking about that.
Classic.
God damn it.
So we will be in Austin on June 15th. It'll be exciting. We will not be having Kelly as our guest.
No.
Now the chat room is there. I can respond to things. Anyway, in this next clip, Alex explains why the globalists are afraid of him.
But that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of the fact that your audience has reached such critical mass that you can now get a president in office, and they're afraid to death of who might come along after Trump. Trump, well, okay, maybe he's easily blackmailable. They got X, Y, Z, whatever pictures, financial records. They had to break all the laws to get it, but they did it. But there might be someone else who they can't get that on. There might be someone else who's not going to roll over to the military-industrial complex. Maybe there's someone else that doesn't have a big family and a bunch of property that they can destroy and...
Well, exactly. That's what... To me, it's not like it's some pissing contest or I'm Mr. Badass. I just can't roll over to these people.
That's not related to what Owen was saying. But also, this is the other theme. This is
I
the
love
other
that
theme.
Little toss-in. Sure, maybe he's easily blackmailable. Maybe he's done all of the crimes,
right,
and you can hold them against him, or whatever it is. Boring. Whatever. Maybe they'll get somebody else who maybe hasn't committed all those crimes that for the past 2 years we have been insisting he could and would never commit.
But then, before that, we said he absolutely did.
Yeah.
When I loved Rand Paul, yeah, absolutely,
yeah,
I said
no,
he committed these exact
crimes.
Same crimes that we're talking about now.
I mean, maybe he did them too. Who knows? Who knows? Who amongst us hasn't committed all the blackmailable crimes?
Don't be a cock.
Right?
Anyway, yeah, it's lunacy. But then also,
I just love that little tossing. And again, it's like they don't have a thought. Like he can just toss that off as though it's not a massive piece of information that he has been denying for so long.
Much with the same thing as the, yeah, sure, he's paid off 8 women.
Okay, fine. 7 or 8 women. Whatever.
Right.
No big deal. We said he didn't do that. He did. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no big deal.
Moving on. Yada, yada, yada.
I fetishize the truth. Such nonsense. So the other thing, though, too, there that's really important is this is the other trend that keeps coming up on this show. And I haven't played a bunch of instances of it, but they do it like 3 or 4 times where they explain like fucking Trump didn't make us. We made Trump.
Uh-huh.
And to that, I'd like to say no. No. Trump made you by coming on your show. Now, granted, they were early adopters. That's definitely true. They were early on the Trump train.
Yeah.
Before a lot of people did, but I think that's because they really resonated with that fucking let's keep people out of our country who aren't white.
Yeah.
That sort of vibe.
Once you get an open racist, you're going to get the InfoWars.
Mm-hmm. And so their whole thing is like, you know what? Maybe he is blackmailable. But what about...
Maybe he's easily blackmailable.
Right.
He didn't just say blackmailable. He said... Anyone with Google could blackmail this guy.
But what about the next time? What about the next guy who comes along?
Who's that?
Who's not blackmailable, who's a patriot.
Like
something
who?
Like that. And I'm like, I would like to say, what happened with Rand Paul? What happened with Ron Paul? You fucking supported him for decades.
I kind of bet those guys are easily blackmailable.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
We've read some of the articles that Ron Paul used to put out.
Oh, yeah.
But
you
like,
can blackmail the shit out of the Paul family.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you have supported people, and it's been nothing. Like, even when Paul Ryan became the Speaker of the House, Alex was like, oh, yeah, we've taken down Boehner. We're going to get a patriot in there.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what Paul Ryan does.
All right. So maybe he's easily blackmailable, too.
Right.
All
exactly.
Right. Come on.
And congratulations on your retirement, you dumb asshole.
It's so strange how massively corrupt politicians are easy to blackmail.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so weird.
But their presentation of this idea of like, yeah, it's about us, not about Trump. We made Trump.
It's the movement.
Fuck that.
Yeah. The Tea Party movement is about people standing up
against Obama and tyranny, definitely not racism, and definitely not owned and stoked by the Koch brothers.
It's not even Tea Party shit anymore. It's now morphed into like this other thing.
Nazis.
Yeah. Yeah. But like the idea that they're like,
who are also still owned and propped up by the Koch brothers.
The idea that like, we could create another. Like, no, you can't. Mm. Good luck, assholes.
Yeah, there's always another red-haired sociopath.
But I look forward to whatever their next play is going to be down this road. But of course, I know that it's not going to happen because they're going to get back on Trump.
Of course.
His dick.
God. But while we live in this moment, before our, obvious, conclusions are reached.
You know what sucks is that, like, even as we're recording this on Saturday,
he's probably already cucked himself out. But what would you do if
your son was at home lying on the floor in a bedroom, was hungry, and the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money, and his daddy's gone, so I'm in another lockdown. I got a job now. So for you, this is just a good time.
2 weeks in detention.
All right.
Wait, this is such a gift for Alex, though.
Yeah, it is.
This is such a massive
gift.
This
is a get-out-of-jail-free card.
This is, oh, man. This was, like, what we've been talking about. There's so many places where he could dismount, but then you're like, no, he can't really dismount. Here is the red line where you can actually jump right off and fucking become the warrior that you are always meant to be, Alex.
Or
you could turn into the man fighting against the president. You'd become an anti-hero. You'd be the guy who was turned from a fucking, you're the traitor that becomes the hero. Come on, man, do it.
It would
take your balls.
It would take, like I said earlier when we talked about this, it would take burning Roger Stone. It would take burning a couple other sources that he has. He has to disavow.
I saw the end of Mad Men season 4. You can fucking do it. Sterling Cooper Draper Price this shit. Come on, man.
He has to disavow Jack Posobiec. He has to get rid
of... That guy sucks!
He has to change up so much. It's possible, but I don't think he's going to do it.
Name anybody that you've named who is irreplaceable, other than Roger Stone, and not for the reasons that are beneficial to Alex.
I mean, the show existed before Roger Stone. It could exist after him.
Of course!
But Alex, I think, would be lost. He'd be a boat at sea.
Maybe he wouldn't. Maybe he would be re-energized. Maybe he would have the strength to fucking come up with some even more insane shit.
It's possible.
This is Trump is a crutch at this point, man.
Right.
You need to reboot for season 12.
Now, in season 12, he calls in Ole Damigard.
See, there you go. Now we're back in action.
Gets even closer to Project Camelot.
What the, like, what's Bunga Bunga up to, huh?
What? Berlusconi?
Berlusconi. Get Berlusconi on the show. Yeah, fucking, the sky is the limit when you're off the Trump train.
Or just, like, own it. You know, like whenever your car is slipping on ice, you're not supposed to turn against it.
Nah.
You're supposed to lean into the accident, basically.
Yeah.
Why not just be like, we love Russia? Why not?
Yeah.
That's not illegal.
Yeah.
Why not?
Fuck it.
Why not just become like completely out and out, like Alexander Dugin takes over for Roger Stone?
Perfect.
Why not?
Perfect.
Why not just become a Russian outlet?
I'd love it.
Why not become American RT? It's like, I know they
you're already halfway there anyways.
Right, but there's no reason, or American Sputnik. Like there's no reason why he can't do that. He's halfway there already.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying right now. The moment that you have created a breakpoint where your audience is actually willing to go along with you, like this Syria thing, if you're an info warrior, chances are you are virulently pro-Trump, but at the same time anti-going into the Middle East and fucking shit up again.
Most people
are. So now you've got the chance to really become this new thing. This beautiful new thing.
Well, he has the chance to get back the credibility.
Actually, I think I'm just more like, wouldn't it be fun if our show got to turn into something new as well? Like, yeah. I would like to follow along down these random-ass narratives with him instead of staying on this fucking Trump shit.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah.
And we hope for that, but I don't have much faith.
Nah, me neither.
But it would be interesting because he could recapture that.
He's a pussy for life.
He could recapture that, like, false credibility that he had back when he was against George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah.
He could do that, but I don't think he's going to.
No.
But this episode.
God, it's going to be so heartbreaking. It's going to be like when Trump broke his heart.
Here are two clips of Alex saying some bad shit about Trump.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, like Trump said, Hillary and Obama created ISIS. Well, but Trump, it's Barack Trump. Trump uses them like a prophylactic. He just shoves ISIS up his big, dirty asshole. I apologize to you.
Wait, he shoves ISIS up his big, dirty asshole.
Yeah. And then I apologize to the TV stations.
All right. I would like 100 more of those, please, Dan. Yeah. Please give me 100 more of those clips.
Here's the next one.
Here's the news, Trump. I'm not dog crap on shoes, brother. You are crap on my shoes, you son of a bitch. You will freaking get it. Keep getting ready. And all Mattis and all those little chicken crap pieces of filth can go to hell. You join radical Islam, F you to hell, you sons of bitches. I swear to God I'll get your ass.
Ooh.
Man.
Wow.
This is that clip makes the inevitable today. Hey, I'm sorry. Sound way worse.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
And that's some of the reason why I think like a lot of this might get buried. He might try and bury some of this. I mean, you already saw that in the like Twitter clip of like, delete these feeds.
Yeah.
There might be a chance that he tries to. Oh, also, yeah. Celine was mewing in the background there a little bit. When I was recording this, I don't know why, I thought I'd muted the mics, but the mics were on. And, so you hear like a mic, a mouse click every now and again. And in that last clip, Celine, was making her, she wasn't thrilled with this either.
Nah.
She
had much higher hopes for Alex.
Absolutely. I've talked to her about it.
Yeah.
So Alex is cursing. He's like, boy, this is, you know, he's like, fuck you. I'm going to get your ass.
He is shoving ISIS up his
dirty asshole.
Ugh.
His dirty asshole. Ugh. He needs a prophylactic because he's shoving ISIS up his dirty asshole.
Because of his dirty asshole, not because of ISIS.
Right.
ISIS is wearing a condom in this circumstance.
That's so creative in terms of like a mean thing to say. But he's,
yeah, this is the first time I've heard Alex swear in a positive way.
He's swearing a bunch and he realizes that, like, hey, we're on stations that the FCC controls. And so here is where Owen Troyer says the only reasonable thing on this entire broadcast.
Maybe you should shut it down without a delay. I see that. And we're on TV.
Okay. Owen Troyer is like, you've been swearing so much.
We're
out of delay. We can't delay the show anymore to bleep you swearing. Maybe we should get off air. Owen Troyer is legitimately, that's his polite way of saying, like, you're drunk.
Yeah.
We should stop this.
Yeah.
They do another 40 minutes.
Of course they do!
Maybe like half an hour. But Alex tries to stop swearing, and in service of stopping swearing. Boy, this is a weird clip. I don't even know how to set this up, so I won't.
Let's do it.
Well, they're so pissed because they had Russia. They could gang rape it so hard. For 85 years.
I just don't think, you know, that's gonna take
anymore. Hollywood folks, they are so pissed that Russia isn't their rape doll. The left wanted, the pleasure they had. They would go on honeymoons there and vacations. They'd go to torture dungeons and take an old Russian and kick him in the head. You know, that's what leftists, I mean, I'm serious. The left would go vacation there at KGB centers to torture people.
Is that what Bernie did on his honeymoon?
I don't know about Bernie, but, dude, I'm not kidding. It's in books. The Bill Clinton, they went there because that's where you could kill a Christian. F these people, man. You want a war, bitch? You freaking got one. That's what I'm telling you, leftists. I'm going to get your ass one way or another, and that's why they don't like us, because they know I'm going to get your ass. And they think I'm a weirdo that I actually care about people. No, I'm not a devil-worshipping big-ass pile of crap. I will get your ass.
He says that a lot. I'm going to get your ass.
He loves asses.
He's an ass man.
He's a big ass man.
He loves to kick them. He loves to stick them.
Don't.
I can't remember the rest of the lyrics to Billy Gunn's theme song, Mr. Ass, from the WWE. I'm an ass man. I'm an ass man. It's a great song. Maybe that'll be in the next show's pre-show.
You dipped into some Queen right there, real quick.
So many asses!
I'm an ass man!
So many asses! So little time! That's one of the lyrics. That song was great. In terms of pro wrestling intro songs, I think Mr. Ass, like, that's way up there.
There we go.
That is up. With, like, you know, you hear the glass break and you know Stone Cold's coming.
Right.
Or something like that, but like.
I'm an ass man. Tops of the charts.
Oh, God. So apparently people go to Russia because you can murder a Christian.
You can kill a Christian there.
Yeah. It's one of the only countries you can go to on a vacation and have a murder vacation.
What are the other ones?
I don't know. I don't necessarily believe.
Probably Belize.
I don't necessarily.
They let you do anything there.
I don't necessarily believe that this is why the globalists are pissed off about the situation, the geopolitical situation.
Because they can't murder Christians in Russia anymore?
I can't go to my Christian killing dungeon.
God damn it. The KGB won't even allow me to kill a Christian anymore.
Realistically.
Yes.
I would posit that if you are rich enough that you can go on a murder vacation in Russia.
Pretty much anywhere.
You can do it here. I assume you would be able to do very similar things and you'd be above the law.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's just my take on it. Anyway, we're coming towards the end of this.
Okay.
This hot pile of garbage of Alex.
First off, this is a delight.
Well,
I'm loving this.
I think that what you see, if you watch the entire thing, which I'm not entirely sure anyone should, because it's 3 hours long and most of it's really boring and them just repeating the Syrian gassing was a false flag, all that shit. But if you do watch it, what you see is like Alex pissed off as shit at the beginning of it. And then waffling in the middle, and I was dead certain in the middle of it as I was watching, I was like, oh, he's going to end this with we got to give Trump some time or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But here's what he says.
That's what I'm saying. F you people, man. And Trump, too. You want to start wars with Russia when they fought ISIS, what we should be doing, and they're standing up against that. That's where we should be. Thank God Russia got loose of the globalists.
So that's where he's at. Fuck Trump.
Thank
God for the Russians.
Thank God for Russia.
Thank God for the Russians. And so, I mean, that kind of sums up his mentality. He probably would like people to not know that, I would assume.
That's really direct.
That
is really pro-Russian propaganda right there.
He already said earlier in the episode, I wish our government was more like Russia's government.
I know, but damn.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So in this next clip, we have one more clip. This is the last clip.
Uh-huh.
I did not record the last part of the episode as it goes out because it's just him and Owen Schroyer trying to do a bit where they're like, hey, maybe they'll like us if we say everyone kill Russians. Like that sort of thing. They're trying to do a sketch.
Yeah.
And it's terrible and it goes on way too fucking long. But it's
in InfoWars tradition.
But it's more important that before that, we get this clip and it's Alex conceding defeat. And he's being facetious in some ways.
Sure.
But keep your ears open for the hiccuping, because he is drunk as fuck.
Fine. Comedy Central wins. The leftists win. F America's recovery. Let's be globalist. And let's just, give them everything they want.
Let's go to war with Russia.
Let's just blow the planet up, man. You prove you're not with Russia, Owen. You have your gun to America's head. Just pull that trigger. Yeah. To prove you're not a Russian agent.
Yeah. No, we should all just apologize for being Americans by just dying. Just giving it all.
Being an American is
Russian. That's true. Let's just, you know, Russia should just nuke the United States because they're the bad guy, probably.
Probably.
And then we'll prove to George Klepper that we're good people.
And we won't cheer it on, so that'll prove it, right? If we disavow the Russian strike against the U.S., will we still be called Russian agents?
If we dump cyanide and all the water supplies, because everyone's a Russian.
No, you know what, Alex? I think you're right, actually. We should congratulate the left.
Yeesh.
Explain to me how you can get to this is the left's fault.
Just because they're there, you know, they just hate them.
Is there?
No, because you have to project on, like, these are my enemies. If I feel bad, they must have won. Meanwhile, every legitimate left voice that I am aware of is very against attacking Syria. This is nonsense. And they're not like, haha, Alex, you're stupid. Haha, look at you. Look at you. Look what Trump did. It's more like, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
How did you not get this earlier?
Yeah.
It takes this for you to wake up, you stupid prick. It's more that.
I mean, in a certain way, I find the Democratic establishment's this is illegal bullshit to be posturing bullshit. Yeah. Hypocrisy, because they
disagree.
Fucking they let Obama do whatever the fuck he wanted, and they let fucking Bush do whatever the fuck he wanted. It's a whole mess that they have actively aided and abetted the expansion of the executive branch's war powers the entire fucking time.
Totally.
So in a certain way,
disagree.
The left doesn't escape blame for this bullshit.
No, that's impotent. Like their reaction to this is impotent as fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm not siding with that, but I am siding with like truly liberal movements' voices. That you see very clearly expressing themselves
right.
through press releases, through official Twitter accounts and stuff like that,
yeah.
making their voices clear. That
it's
like,
a good thing they're not allowed anywhere near power.
Of course.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
If if those people were allowed to go on TV.
Yeah.
Brutal.
So what we end up with is, we can look at this, and I guarantee... When I say guarantee, I hate a guarantee because who knows? But I strongly, strongly believe that Alex will walk this back within the next couple of days.
The next hour.
Yeah. I think once he gets his marching orders.
What time is it on Saturday?
It's 4 o'clock right now.
All right. What time is it his time?
3.
So he's probably woken up. He's hungover as fuck. I give him 2 hours, some coffee, a few energy drinks, and then he's going to be like, I wish I hadn't said anything.
I'm starting to suspect that most of his products are actually hangover cures because, like, the amount of, like, the level of drunkenness I see in him and then, like, he's on air the next day and he's not just like, and he's 40-something.
Yeah, but he just Alka-Seltzers.
No.
He Alka-Seltzers.
It doesn't
hard.
Work that well.
Oh, he does. He takes 5 or 6 of them in the same glass of water.
I think his products are hangover cures, and that's the secret.
See, now.
That's the secret of 2018.
Is that we all start taking them so we can drink as hard as we want.
I might have to start getting those products and see if they help with hangovers. Because I am, as a 33-year-old man,
you're getting
I got
hit.
Trouble.
You're getting hit with them now.
So anyway, I think he's going to back off on this, but it's really fun to watch Alex have an embarrassing, crying, drunk, stupid meltdown on
so
air.
Good.
And it's definitely worth remembering. If this is a turning point, hooray. Because this show will be a lot more interesting.
It'll be bananas interesting.
Because he won't just be, he'll turn into a secondary force as opposed to just a propaganda wing for Donald Trump. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But if you want to follow us, you can find all our business on knowledgefight.com.
Absolutely. You could follow us on Twitter. It's @knowledge_fight.
I feel bad. Did you have any final thoughts? I feel like I cut you off by doing that plug.
My final thoughts on this are, hooray, this is a wonderful last moment before we all die in nuclear fire. That's great.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'm excited. I was assuming that we were all going to die in the wars immediately following the devastation that climate change brings upon our water supply.
Oh, no, that'll happen.
But this is way sooner. I just want to get it out of the way.
The
world is ending and I'm going to die within the next 20 years. At least make it quick.
I don't think that's going to happen at all. I think this is all fairly coordinated behind the scenes and Russia's not going to respond.
No.
They posture as well in the same way that we do, and I think that everyone knows that none of us are ready for World War III or any kind of thermonuclear war.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen, but that's just my take on it. I have no idea. Global warming is coming, and it's going to fuck us. But be that as it may, we're on Twitter. Knowledge_fight.
If you wanna join the Facebook group, go home and tell your mother. We will. Yeah, I'm sorry. Even I can't remember the entire.
Go home and tell your mother you're brilliant.
You can do that. We're on Facebook normally.
Yep.
The bracket will be coming soon.
Yeah.
We'll be finishing
second
off the
round
bracket.
Of the bracket.
Yep. Yep.
Also, we are on iTunes. You can find us. You can subscribe.
Sure, all that stuff.
If you'd like to support the show, again, you can go to knowledgefight.com and click the support the show button. We would really appreciate it. But I tell you what.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for sharing this beautiful, beautiful moment with me.
Real,
I have enjoyed this immensely.
Real tough to figure out who should tell to be told to fuck themselves.
Oh man, I mean, I'll be goddamned if it's not. Well, I mean, let's face it, the number one person who should go fuck himself right now, Donald Trump.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.